Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with State Representative Mark Meadows. He's on the other end of our line. Mark, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Tony. I'm seeing a little blue sky just above the Capitol Dome from my office. So you're right. It's turning blue a little bit.
We need to have some more warmer weather. Why are you picking on MDOT?
I don't think I'm picking on them. I'm wondering why they're picking on East Lansing. You know, they had a deal and they broke it. I think that's really not a very good thing for them.
Well, you think what MDOT's going to do is going to put the citizens in your district, more specifically those who drive East Grand River in East Lansing, you feel they're going to be put in jeopardy. Talk about this story.
You know, I don't really think the people who are driving in that area will be put in jeopardy. I do believe the citizens who live along that stretch will be. As you know, Tony, that stretch is all houses. It's a you know, an old part of Grand River Avenue, and it's now a three-lane roadway with two lanes and a turn lane and then bike paths along it. And we've, you know, slowed down traffic in there because hundreds of kids cross that street every day, either going to college or going to the grade schools that are just north of there. So it's really a neighborhood street and in its real sense. So the fact that they're raising that to 35, I think that's, you know, really silly. You know, I know that there are people who have said that, and in fact, one prominent legislator has said that this is a speed trap in there. That's nonsense. I mean, we write tickets in neighborhoods for people who violate the 25-mile speed limit in neighborhoods, and that is true. But we don't camp out there and write tickets. I heard somebody said that they got a ticket for 32 in a 25-mile-an-hour zone, which meant that the cop probably gave him a break because we just don't really write tickets unless somebody is exceeding the speed limit by quite a bit. So it's, you know, and here's the other problem with it. You know, it's based on junk science. I know that it's been sort of the lazy man's way of analyzing traffic patterns and determining what an appropriate speed limit is, but MSP over the last few years has adopted this 85th percentile rule, which means you sit out of box, you determine how fast people are driving, and you just say, if you're way at the 85th percentile, that's the speed limit we ought to have. Now, they may have done a study 7 or 8 years ago, which is how old this study is, Tony. I mean, it hasn't even been done recently. And, you know, apparently those studies live forever before they are actually implemented, but you know, the department agreed that they wouldn't implement it there, and in exchange for that, the city removed its objections to them implementing a speed increase on Saginaw Street.
Who's the Republican legislator you believe that's behind this?
Oh, I think it's been in the papers. Rick Jones is the guy who called Stoytel and asked him to do this.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to the information that I'm taking a look at here, the Michigan Department of Transportation, under pressure from Rick Jones and without notification to the city of East Lansing, executed a traffic control order issued on January 15, 2004 and reissued March 3, 2005 to order raise the speed limit to 35 miles per hour along a stretch of East Grand River, mostly lined by East Lansing residences. What's interesting is that East Lansing and MDOT have been engaged in litigation, and what's really interesting is the city wasn't notified.
Yeah, I thought that was very unusual. I have to say that, you know, a few years ago this issue came up again, and we got a call from meaning the city of East Lansing. I got a call from MDOT and said, you know, we're thinking of putting this up. At that time, they were getting pressure from MSP. And we said, well, you know, we had an agreement, and this is what happened. And, you know, in the meantime, they went ahead and fulfilled their part of the agreement on Saginaw Street, which was to install the pedestrian walkways along Saginaw. And so, you know, I think that it's been pretty clear that we had an agreement that we wouldn't pursue our litigation, and they would agree to do this, and we'd leave the speed limits where they were in certain spots. And I think that it's easily justified to have a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit along there. I'll just note that, really, they've raised the speed limit to 35 from about Coolidge Road to Michigan Avenue, the intersection with Michigan Avenue, where it drops to 25 and goes all the way through the commercial area of the city at 25 miles an hour. In the neighborhood, they raised it to 35. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
So what happens next?
Nothing happens next. I mean, there's no appeal of this. I would hope that good sense would reign, and, they'd move those signs back to 25 and maybe even run another traffic study in there and do an actual traffic
study. All right, I got a quick question for you before we get off the air. A student in Williamston recently died, and it made me think about the topic. I asked some state officials, there is nothing on the books which says that schools have to be looked at after they're built. We have to look over school buses. We have to do the same thing with teachers, but school buildings aren't inspected. Are you surprised at that?
I am astonished, actually. And actually, I'm not even sure that local building inspectors have the ability to examine schools as they're being constructed.
Well,
I think there's a real problem here.
Well, someone ought to look into that, and I think Gabe Corbett ought to be named after a bill which would require that these buildings be inspected. Thanks so much, sir.
Hey, have a great day, Tony.